Welcome back, everybody, to the Magnum Opus podcast. Ginny Jester back with you after a little hiatus, fresh off of the Launch Sacramento Music Festival. And today, this is a special edition of Magnum Opus featuring an interview with none other than Dessa of Doomtree, as well as her cohort, Abby Wolf, who did an amazing show at Launch. We've got some great local music for you, as well as some indie national music going on. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this track, E. Draven, by Tel Cairo. We've got a great show for you today. I can't wait to take a little break from so much inner work heavy thinking and get really into the transformative nature of music and art culture and the shit we can do when we open up and let our creativity flow. So enjoy, you guys, and we'll have words in just a minute. Once again, that was Sacramento's Tel Cairo with E. Draven off their album, Voice of Reason, a great album. I've had a really great time getting to know the guys of Tel Cairo, and their music is just really fucking cool. I was happy to see them. I didn't actually get to see them, but I was happy to see them on the bill for Launch. They did the after party, which actually happened last night, and sadly, I showed up after their show had finished and caught the Who Cares show and then caught the Doomtree, which ended up being like a big flow party show in Sacramento's nightclub assembly, which was a new venue. I'd never been there before. So it was really cool. It was a great weekend, lots to share. I got to see so many great bands this weekend. And in my opinion, the Launch Festival, if you haven't heard of the Launch Festival, it's basically Sacramento's own little indie music festival. This year they went big and it was 2 days in a row. Last year it was just one. Really awesome. Let's see, some of the headliners, or at least my highlights, let's say. Geographer, incredible to see. I got to see Dessa, who blew my mind. I had no idea what to even expect and had been told by a bunch of guys about how awesome I was going to think Dessa was. And in my experience, when guys are telling me how awesome they think I'm going to think some chick is, it's not that she isn't that awesome. It's just that they totally missed the mark. And so this time, I was really, really thrilled to be in the same time-space continuum as the men in my life telling me how much I was going to love this woman, because I really did. She had just an incredible show. We've got an interview up in just a little bit for you to hear. A short little conversation I got to sit down and have with her and Abby Wolf, who performed with her and did some of the harmony and melody trade-off in the show, which was amazing. Doomtree blew my mind. I mean, blew my mind. What an amazing, fun show. Who else? Let's see. I mean, Girl Talk. This was the second time I saw Girl Talk. Also great show. I was a little bummed that Sacramento didn't show up. But then again, Sacramento, I don't think really has much exposure to this stuff in general. So I think the culture is still kind of getting used to having a big party in the middle of the street until, you know, 10 o'clock at night. But it was so much fun. I'm so thankful to the guys who put launch together for making this all happen. It's a big deal. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, as you guys know, I haven't done a show since we had the Sun Enter Leo, which was almost a month and a half ago now. And I've been super busy. I've been really exposed to festival culture this summer. Well, when I say really, I guess I actually mean somewhat, because, you know, I've got my kids and my responsibilities, so I'm not in a position to go carting off to music festivals all the time. But I did stumble upon the Rain Dance Music Festival not so long after doing the podcast with you guys last time. And I got to do a promotional piece on that. So there's a video cast. It's in production. It's almost ready to go. And once it's done, I'll come back and link to it here on this show so you guys can check that out. Also connecting with people who are doing the circuit. I've been singing a lot more and getting ready to start making music again, putting the feelers out there to start singing some jazz, some blues tracks with interesting people and great talented bands. And so I've been kind of steeped in music culture, and then of course working on all of the magnum opus classes and the mini series that are coming out. I produced a free astrology foundations crash course, which you can sign up for on JennyJester.com. I've also almost finished producing the on-demand version of the beginner's tarot courses, so that's all fun and exciting. But you know, that's kind of what I've been up to. So each one of these videos for the 8-week classes are about 2.5 to 3 hours, and it takes about 7 to 10 hours to from beginning to end to produce, record, and then, you know, edit. So you can imagine 3 classes, 8 weeks going at a time. Each class takes about 10 hours start to finish to create. I've been working really hard, so there hasn't been a lot of time for a podcast. Nevertheless, I'm really, really, really happy to be back with you under these circumstances doing this special edition show on music culture, music festivals. And I think what I'm going to do before we play this interview with Dessa is I want to introduce you to her music. So I'm going to play a track by Dessa for you, and then we will be back in just a moment.
Swimming in the snifter, pretty as a picture. Don't get it twisted, man, her bite is a bitch. You can name, you can keep her, but take care when you feed her. You never can take the fight out of the fish. Chomping at the drill bit, never want to still sit. You can test my metal with a magnet and some tip snips. Ink test, all I see is canines and some wingtips. Pilot pit and pocket, I'm riding with stinking ink trips. Around here, we don't like talk of big dreams. To stand out is a pride that can see. To aim high is to make waves, to split scenes. But that's not what it seems like to me. Cause I wanna try, I wanna risk. And I don't wanna walk, rather swing and miss. I'm not above apologies, but I don't ask permission. Got a lot of imperfections, but I don't care my ambition in them.
Zeno's arrow never hits the mark. It's always hanging there over its shadows.
I didn't come to wave or take pictures. Pander to some benefactor, ring on every broken finger. Won't extend my wings to be clipped. I know the culture here is to stay humble with shit. If we all go round bowed heads but lips, if none of us go for the bell, then who is? My mother says I love too many men, but I took and left something. Every single bed, the rook can look left, right, just turns his head. But the night might rise up, investigate the grid. Gender, genre, guess I'm on one bed. Both just the constructs of the old world gone broke. Women, children, let me tell you, I've been both. And it's a myth, we all swim for the lifeboats. I didn't come with them for love. I didn't come to pick a fight. I come here every night to work. And you can grab an axe, man, or you can step aside. Self-came, self-took island of converts to conquerors old school. We marching in Converse, just armed with our own tools. While my knees still flex, while my joints hold steady. Mind sharp, spine straight, trucks laced ready. I travel by kite, travel light, at touchdown I swallow the dice, I make my own luck now.
That was Fighting Fish by Dessa. Super, super potent, super powerful. I really didn't know, like I mentioned earlier, what to expect from her show, but she got on stage and she had these fucking warrior tigress eyes. Like, just one of those people who just stare right through every layer of bullshit that you've got and terrify most people, but at the same time, so pure, so honest, so authentic and magnetic that it just draws you in anyway. And she, you know, I think that the hypnotic power of truth, honesty, and the ability to utilize words correctly and powerfully, there's just like this very Geminian vibe around her. I would totally not be surprised if she were a Gemini. Like just a real communicator. And so that was one of the things that I really loved most about seeing the Dessa show at launch this weekend. She played on Saturday, the first day of the festival. And she played with Abby Wolf, who was doing, like I mentioned, the backup vocals and helping out with the melodies and the harmonies. And the two of them together were just incredible. And one of the things that I really enjoyed most about their show was the fact that they were working in harmony. There wasn't like a competition going on for who was the better singer or who had the stage more or who was doing more singing or any. It did not feel uncomfortable or, you know, it was just very organic and natural, and two very gifted women singing together and pouring their hearts out and, you know, keeping connected. So I really enjoyed that. And I think from here, why don't we just get right into the interview? It's a great time to get in there because they actually spoke to us at Magnum Opus about what it was like and what their relationship is like to be performing and working together as women, you know, being in cooperation as opposed to competition, which is what's kind of propagated and sold to us on a mass level. So to these two sisters sort of breaking the mold just by being themselves and making art and music, thank you so much for doing what you do. And everybody, please enjoy this interview. I hope you love it as much as I enjoyed being able to give it.
Swimming in the snifter, pretty as a picture. Don't get it twisted, man, her bite is a bitch. You can name, you can keep her, but take care when you feed her. You never can take the fight out of the fish. Chomping at the drill bit, never want to still sit. You can test my metal with a magnet and some chip sniff. Ink test, all I see is canines and some wing tips. Pilot pit and pocket, I'm riding with stinks and ink tips. Around here, we don't like talk.
So, we're here today with Dessa, and
So do you two, before we even get into it, do you two always sing together, or are you guest spot?
Abby and I sing together, I think, whenever possible.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and Abby Wolf also has, like, her own, you know, career and projects, but whenever she's free to sing it. And
yeah,
such,
please.
Which is pretty much any time is good.
Yeah. Sing whenever.
Yeah, we've been singing together for 7 years?
7 years.
Seven
think.
Years or
yeah.
so?
I love it.
Here and there.
Yeah.
A lot
love
more
it.
Frequently, of course, like the last couple of years.
I love it. Well, we are fresh, actually, off of the show here in Launch, Sacramento, which is kind of a big deal for us. This is only our second year really having anything to this scale at all.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I was really, first of all, blown away by the show. Like,
thanks.
It was beautiful, it was talented, it was skilled, it was thoughtful, it was sexy, it was powerful. It was everything that I think every woman hopes to see, you know, from someone just, like, doing it, you know?
Thanks.
It was really good. It was really good. And so, but looking around, I love that when you're talking to the crowd, you're like, stop fucking looking for somebody to tell you that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, first of all, what is it like for you guys? Are you even conscientious about working together on stage and being so harmonious together?
Mm.
Not competing that way.
I'll go, and then Abby may have have a totally different impression. So I'll speak for me.
Right
only.
On.
But,
we're just gonna go deep into it.
But I think of the 7 years or so that we've been singing together, like I personally was surprised at how many years it took for me to feel completely comfortable. Like, to have the kind of intimacy that you need to do harmony is very different than the kind of intimacy that you need to, like, play with a bass player or with a drummer. At least that's the way it feels to me. You know, like, particularly because if you're a drummer, you can kind of shout out, like, okay, we're going to speed up. But if you're singing harmony, your mouth is busy singing harmony, so you are not really free to give a verbal cue.
Mm.
So the kind of cues that you can give are sometimes with your hand, but very often, if you don't want to be distracting, it's with your eyes. You know, so you end up doing a lot of, like, are you doing this? Are you going up or am I going up?
Right.
And for me, I think, like, I've been most excited about the sets that we've done together, I think, in the past year and a half. Because for me, it just felt like, here's been the growth curve. And then sometime, it felt like it was improving.
Fascinating.
Yeah, a lot faster.
Yeah.
That's interesting, what you mentioned about the intimacy required to gel. I kind of hadn't really thought of that. But it makes sense because we've been traveling together so much the last maybe even 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we've known each other for years and but
really gotten
again,
to
like,
know each other.
Yeah, we've really gotten to know each other in the van, in hotels, as of late.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has so much to do with how much we're able to get together on stage.
And also, I just know that, like, okay, now I know your patterns more. So, like, when she does this, usually she's gonna come forward, or when her arm goes up, I know that the next move is gonna be a step to the right, so that I can kind of anticipate that, and then it looks like we're maybe even a little more choreographed than we are, because we're just
flowing.
If we in fact do look choreographed at all, because we're kind of we're reading each other. Yeah,
it's beautiful. It's yeah, your show's really alive. You know, just like it exudes like honesty and life. I was totally impressed.
Thanks.
So you are joining us from Minneapolis, correct?
That's right.
I'm so jealous of all of Minneapolis. You guys have like, the best music coming out of there right now. Like, the last 5 years, you guys are killing it. We all know.
So I don't want to overthink it because I don't want
week.
It to stop. But we do have a really healthy scene right now.
Yeah. So what's it like to be, because I know there's like a lot of mixed, like culturally mixed
mm-hmm.
stuff that's really nice, like gangs and polizza, like we're talking about, and even like Y-Oak, and just all this stuff is kind of melding with hip-hop and rock, and it's, do you see it opening doors to be a woman and doing something a little bit stronger, like a stronger message, or does that have any correlation for you?
Again, speaking only for me, I think it's been hard for me to like get enough perspective on my own career to be able to speak competently about how that might be an indicator or an exception from a general trend.
Because
you only run it once, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't have like a control environment to run it 10 years ago and be like, well, the differences are.
True.
You know what I mean? Maybe
right.
if this was 5 years from now, I'd be huge. Maybe I'd be still in my bedroom. You know, I have no idea if the market forces had been different, how it would have played out. But, but I do feel like in Minneapolis, there is, I don't know, it it does feel like a meritocracy in a lot of ways. Like, if you can do it and you can prove it, the door will open. And maybe that's in part because it's a like scene that's run by musicians and club owners and promoters instead of, say, labels and publicity firms and sponsorship liaisons, you know what I mean? So, whereas in on the coast sometimes, like, there's a lot more like, hey baby, and like, his hand is like too, is it high enough on my ribs that I should say, like, don't fucking touch me? Or is that a reasonable spot on my rib and I'm just being hypersensitive? I end up thinking a lot, yeah, which rib is that? You know, like, I don't usually think those questions too much in Minneapolis, and I do sometimes think them in LA and New York.
Yeah, so. Truth. What about you? What's your take on it, you know? Being the other half of this female duet.
Oh, I think this stopped.
Well, we've still got audio going.
Okay.
So, and we're just going to use clips of video, so we can just keep going and we can cut back out.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty great and thorough answer. I think that I would just agree that if your work is quality, that will open doors. And that's at least what I've kind of experienced and seen. A lot of other people around me do see.
Like,
if you make good shit, it'll travel.
People
pick it up.
Yeah. So just to wrap it up, this podcast isn't going to come out before you guys show tomorrow night even. But tonight, right? Your guest DJing for us?
Actually, tomorrow night is when like the Doomtree after party.
Right.
Is
okay.
Happening.
And then you're also performing because you're also a member of Doomtree.
Yeah. Exactly.
I wish we had time to talk about that, maybe another time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love the teammate dynamics going on.
It is a good team. And I think this whole business would be a lot harder without it. You know, because there are definitely, like, opportunities for frustration and loneliness and the like. But, I'm lucky enough to have a good team. And if people do want to check out, you know, some of the work that we do live and hear some of our recorded stuff, they can log on to doomtree.net.
Okay.
And my name is Dessa, so they'll see, like, I'm the only chick, so they'll be able to just click on the woman, and that's my info.
The woman one.
And then we're on tour, and we'll be for all of the foreseeable future. So,
awesome. Where are you going from here?
Tomorrow, we'll be heading back to Midwest, and then we'll do an East Coast run, like a Southern U.S. run, and then probably next up will be another West Coast run.
All together.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool.
Thanks.
So where can we find your work? That was Doomtree's work. How can our listeners contact the both of you or hear more of your work?
Sure.
Or find out where your
So people go to Doomtree and then click on the
Oh, so you're linked through Doomtree.
Yeah, so okay, Doomtree's like my label. You
know
what
I
mean?
Got it.
But it's also just like a group of days with my friends and labels
right,
is a
right. You have to have technicality
word.
Yeah. Right.
Jim Pugh is my homies with whom I make music and release it.
Awesome.
And Abby has her own solo projects too.
Yeah, I put out an album, my most current one is called Wolf Lords, and if you go to Bandcamp, Abby Wolf, that's Abywolf, it's 7 letters.
Awesome.
.bandcamp.com.
Wonderful. I'll make sure to put a text link also.
Oh, would you mind? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'll make awesome. Cool. Awesome. Beautiful.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeannie.
For your time.
So that was my little chat with Dessa and Abby Wolf. And, after, as I was prepping to produce today's show and get it all put together for you guys, I went and looked into Abby Wolf's music and, oh my God, she's a treasure in and of herself. So for the rest of today's show, I'm just going to play you some new music from some of the bands that I really enjoyed from the Launch Festival. Thank you so much, Sacramento, for producing and supporting and creating this. And to those of you who are involved in creating Launch, thank you. Yes, more. We need more. I love it. It was wonderful. And what a great treat to be sitting in the middle of downtown Sacramento with the tiny park shut down with two massive stages and just a mass of people getting down to something new and something fresh and getting a wave of new vibes in this sometimes sleepy city. So I'm going to leave you for the rest of the show in the good hands of all the musicians that are going to lull you through the rest of it. And not the least of these, we will begin with Abby Wolf and her track, Permission. Thank you guys for listening, and I'm sure I'll see you next time. If you need to get in touch with me between now and then, there's always Facebook. Magnum Opus Tarot is the Facebook fan page, or you can find me, Ginny Jester, on Facebook under the handle Digital Empress, and you can always email me, everyempress@gmail.com, if you want to come on, be interviewed, if you want to interview me, if you want to know more about my work, and of course, make sure that you visit the website, www.ginnyjester.com. That's where I sell my work, that's where I do all the financial bits that keep the rest of these projects running, so make sure you support and participate in some way, shape, or form. And until the next time, take the very best care of your spirit, because it is, at the end of the day, all you really truly have and all you really truly need to create anything that is deep inside of you. So you guys, thank you again for listening, and enjoy. Fire.
The pistols on your sides, the hood, the nickel-plated knuckles, duffel bags with our disguises. No surprises, just a simple way to pummel, rumble, monstrous human nature. Step in the fog and view the carnage, labors of bloodlust. We combust, we're sunstruck, no room for dumb luck. She's not my lady tonight, you pay me the price. We're taking a life like right now. We're ravens of the night, prowling, howling with the wind. And yes, we're moving in on the kill, definitive thrill rides. We're living unlimited till time takes us from the living kind. We're anxious and we're gripping time by its throat, choking every minute. We can squeeze and bleed from it, feed our needs and eat the keep we reap from it, slum it and plummet in the hiding. So with the fog at our back and your guards on retreat, we'll release you from your struggles like
give me the signal, give me the
and
go.
There's no odds to be stacked and no law to be seen. It's just us and nothing but the cold.
Give me the signal, give me the go.
Manipulate yourself up out of this one, how persistent. You speak with venom, but nobody is around to listen. No coexistence, give your death some sound assistance. On a mission, turn the king into a pile of crimson. Soaked ground, your ghosts float around. You won't see the round, unseat, relieve you of your crown. Vermilion spit out brilliant slow. You took the jewels, I'll make that ruby glow. Save your cash, wasted breath, I'll take your last. Not a note in a bottle, it's gas. And a rose in my hand, it's a match. I'll take what you can't take back, make the kingdom ash when the vapors pass. Meltdown crown in a crucible, make a carmine miss, no funeral. I will flush king heart if it's suitable. Paint the town with his red, make it beautiful.
So with the fog at our backs and your cards on retreat, we'll release you from your struggles like
give me the signal, give me the
and
go.
There's no odds to be stacked and no laws to be seen. It's just us and nothing but the cold.
Give me the signal, give me the go.
Give me the signal, give me the go.
We can't vanquish. destroyed our language. The future looks like comedy, but I've been drowning in their laughter. And the evidence that has been sent to my residence, holding a subpoena that demands a higher precedent. Fear is my only feeling, tracing tags out on the ceiling, praying that when it's all over, I'll be someone more appealing. Today and yesterday, my life is filled with all wrong ways, aching through my legs and fingers, craving and becoming an electric clinger. Till I remember tales of freedom from this happy spell that wounded all our kingdom and turned it into a wishing well. Somewhere there's somebody dancing, holding hands and making wishes, pronouncing the love they found and coloring with graceful stitches. I died just to trade their place, didn't have something good to say. All my love is washed away, darkness fills up most my days. Yeah.